USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Rifle Association is filing for bankruptcy and moving to Texas, where it will restructure as a nonprofit. In a statement, the gun rights group says this is a way to exit what it believes is a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York, where they have been based for 150 years. They chose Texas because the state is home to more than 400,000 NRA members. President-elect Joe Biden is laying out his plan to vaccinate 100,000 Americans in his first 100 days. The plan includes FEMA setting up vaccination centers across the country. Former CDC Acting Director Richard Besser says Biden's plan is very ambitious.
This is an ambitious goal, and I worry at times when public health over promises and then under delivers.
USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about My Pillow and the My Pillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the My Pillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium My Pillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Security is tight in Washington, D.C., ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter, I guess the best way I would describe it, about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
The inauguration is Wednesday, January 20th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
D.C.'s mayor also extending the city's ban on indoor dining at restaurants through the inauguration, citing security concerns. Many business owners frustrated with the move as they were just starting to get back on their feet. They're calling it overkill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Democratic impeachment claim that President Trump spurred on attacks at the U.S. Capitol by whipping up his supporters into a violent mob is coming under scrutiny as evidence mounts that the siege was not spontaneous but planned well in advance. Court documents showing two of those arrested arrived on or before January 6th armed with explosives, tactical gear, and caches of weapons. Facebook has also come under fire for failing to remove Stop the Steal pages allegedly used by organizers weeks and even months ahead of the rally. Regarding that impeachment claim, President-elect Joe Biden is wanting his cabinet confirmed and them also in the Senate to work on impeachment. President-elect Joe Biden talks legislation in a primetime address.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion economic relief proposal Thursday, with more than $400 billion in funds to battle the pandemic. The plan also includes $1,400 direct payments for most Americans and another $440 billion to help small businesses. Biden said he plans on quickly getting financial assistance to struggling Main Street businesses.
Our rescue plan will provide flexible grants to help those hardest hit small businesses survive the pandemic, and the low-cost capital that will help entrepreneurs of all backgrounds create and maintain jobs, plus provide the essential goods and services that communities depend upon.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.